I invite you to turn with me in your Bibles to 1 John, chapter 1. Surprise! I'll bet you thought we were done with 1 John, because last week we read and talked about the last paragraph and the last verse. 18 messages we've had in 1 John from October 14th to March 17th. We called the series Essential Christianity. We were learning together what is essential that we must be and believe to know that we are real Christians. Remember this? On the first Sunday in October, I held up this folder because the first sermon in the Essential Christianity series was called A Letter Arrived from John. We pulled out a copy of 1 John out of the envelope, and I read the whole thing to you. You remember that? At that point, most of us knew a lot of 1 John from familiar individual verses that we had memorized. But most of us had not studied it in depth as a letter, connecting the verses together and trying to follow John's argument. But now we've done that. We've gone verse by verse through 1 John. So today, I'd like to read the whole thing to you again. This time, with all of the lights on. Have you ever walked through an unfamiliar house at night with the lights off? You can make it from one side of the house to the other in the dark. You kind of follow the walls. You can kind of sense where the big objects are. Ooh, there's something there. But it's not a lot of fun, unless it's some kind of game you're playing. And you bump into all kinds of things, like your shin into a coffee table. But how about exploring that same house after the lights get turned on? Well, that's a different story, isn't it? And that's why I want to read 1 John to you again this morning. Now, last time I told you to close your Bibles and even to close your eyes. And I remember Nathan Christofitz really enjoyed those instructions. He's never heard that during a sermon before. Close your Bible and close your eyes. He relaxed completely. But today, I encourage you to follow along in your Bible, to keep your finger on the text, to keep your eyes open. The first audience probably listened to 1 John as it was read to them and didn't have their own copies. But amazingly, we do. We do have our own copies of God's Word. So open your copy and follow along as I read it to you. I'm going to read it from my printout of it that I have marked up. You probably can't see that from there, but I have it all marked up with all of my notes in my study as I went along preparing the messages. We've spent the last 18 messages turning on the lights in the house. Now let's go together from room to room. I've heard people say, or I've even said about preachers, well, they really made that Bible come to life. Well, I understand what we're saying when we say that. But the Bible itself is alive. Okay? We don't have to have it come to life. What we need to do is turn on the light to see what is there, what is alive, and what wants to speak to us. What are we going to see as we go through 1 John today? We're going to see that John cared deeply about the people to whom he was writing. They are dear friends. The Greek word agapetoi, loved ones. They are, he also calls them, dear children, his precious children in the faith. We're going to see John try to guide them after they've experienced the departure of some false teachers from their fellowship. Teachers who believed a false gospel. We called it a proto-Gnostic gospel. An anti-gospel, making them anti-Christs. And John wants to encourage the genuine believers that were left behind, that they had the word of life. They had the truth. Because they believed in the name of the Son of God, Jesus. They loved each other as brothers. They obeyed the commands of their Lord. John will continue to circle the doctrinal, moral, and social themes. Remember that? Doctrinal, truth, moral, righteousness, obedience, and social, love. Truth, obedience, and love. Truth, obedience, and love. Truth, obedience, and love. All three are essential, and they're all intertwined for John. And as we progress from room to room in this well-lit house, we're going to see who God is. Because God is... Okay, I heard both of them. God is light, and in whom there is no darkness at all. And God is love, like the verse we were just saying together. Both of those are in there. Those amazing declarative sentences. God is light. God is love. God is perfectly holy and expects holiness from His people. God is light. And God is love. God is perfectly loving and expects love from His people. And this God of light and God of love sent His Son. Today is Palm Sunday. When we think about the beginning of that fateful week of Jesus' passion, when Jesus suffered and died for us on the cross, 1 John tells us why He did that. It uses words like atoning sacrifice or propitiation and laid down His life for us and the one who came by water and blood. 1 John is Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross. It's all about that. And it's all about our enemies. The world, don't love it. The flesh, don't trust it. The devil, who runs the world now, but is not as great as the one who is in us. And 1 John tells us what to expect in the future. We know that we live right now in the last hour, with little antichrists running around doing as much damage as they can. But we also know that Jesus will return. And when He appears, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. 1 John calls for a response from us, to live differently than the world, to resist false teaching, to test the spirits, to love our brothers and sisters in Christ, our spiritual siblings, to obey Jesus and all His commands, to believe in Jesus and keep on believing so that we know that we have eternal life. Those are some of the lights we've turned on as we've gone through the house. Remember those? Keep them in mind as we go together on a tour of this glorious house. Listen again to 1 John. Here's the first line. Ho hein ap arkes, ho akeomen, ho eorakomen, tois ap thalamois, hemon, ha epthaseth, Etha esmatha, kai hai keres, hemon epse lapsethsan, peri tu lago te zoes. That's how it sounded when they first heard it. Let's pray together and then read it in our own language. Father, thank You for Your Word. Thank You for today for copies of Your Word in our own laps. Right now we have Bibles. Everybody here has a Bible or can reach into the pew in front of them and grab a Bible or turn on their phone and turn to the Bible and read Your Word, not in what's Greek to us, but in English, in our own heart language, and we can understand it. Thank You. Lord, we're going to read Your Word now without comment. We're just going to let You speak to us. We're going to follow You through this house where we've turned on the lights and we see what's there. But only You, Lord, can speak to our hearts. I'd love to be able to speak to a heart, but I can only speak. Only You can speak to a heart. We know You've said You'll do that through Your Word, and so we're counting on it now as we turn to 1 John and read what You have to say to us. We are listening, Lord, to Your Word. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we've seen with our eyes, which we've looked at and our hands have touched, this we proclaim concerning the Word of life. The life appeared. We've seen it and testified to it. And we proclaim to you the eternal life which was with the Father and has appeared to us. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from Him and declare to you. God is light. In Him there is no darkness at all. If we claim to have fellowship with Him, yet walk in the darkness, we lie and do not live by the truth. But if we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus, His Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make Him out to be a liar, and His word has no place in our lives. My dear children, I write this to you so that you will not sin. But if anybody does sin, we have one who speaks to the Father in our defense, Jesus Christ, the righteous one. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for ours, but also for the sins of the whole world. We know that we've come to know Him if we obey His commands. The man who says, "Oh, I know Him," but does not do what He commands, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But if anyone obeys His word, God's love is truly made complete in him. This is how we know we are in Him. Whoever claims to live in Him must walk as Jesus did. Dear friends, I am not writing you a new command, but an old one, which you have had since the beginning. This old command is the message you have heard. Yet I am writing you a new command. Its truth is seen in Him and you, because the darkness is passing and the true light is already shining. Anyone who claims to be in the light but hates his brother is still in the darkness. Whoever loves his brother lives in the light, and there's nothing in him to make him stumble. But whoever hates his brother is in the darkness and walks around in the darkness. He does not know where he is going because the darkness has blinded him. I write to you, dear children, because your sins have been forgiven on account of His name. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you have overcome the evil one. I write to you, dear children, because you have known the Father. I write to you, fathers, because you have known Him who is from the beginning. I write to you, young men, because you are strong and the Word of God lives in you and you have overcome the evil one. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For everything in the world, the cravings of sinful man, the lust of his eyes, the boasting of what he has and does, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away. But the man who does the will of God lives forever. Dear children, this is the last hour. And as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they did not really belong to us. For if they had belonged to us, they would have remained with us. But they're going so that none of them belong to us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One. And all of you know the truth. I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it. And because no lie comes from the truth. Who is the liar? It's the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ. Such a man is the Antichrist, He denies the Father and the Son. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also. See that what you have heard from the beginning remains in you. If it does, you also will remain in the Son and in the Father. And this is what He promised us. Even eternal life. I'm writing these things to you about those who are trying to lead you astray. As for you, the anointing you receive from Him remains in you, and you do not need anyone to teach you. But as His anointing teaches you about all things, and as that anointing is real, not counterfeit, just as it has taught you, remain in Him. And now, dear children, continue in Him. So that when He appears, we may be confident and unashamed before Him at His coming. If you know that He is righteous, you know that everyone who does what is right has been born of you, born of Him. How great is the love the Father has lavished on us that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know Him. Dear friends, now we are the children of God. And what we will be has not yet been made known. But we know that when He appears, we shall be like Him. For we shall see Him as He is. Everyone who has this hope in Him purifies himself just as He is pure. Everyone who sins breaks the law. In fact, sin is lawlessness. But you know that He appeared so that He might take away our sins. And in Him is no sin. No one who lives in Him keeps on sinning. No one who continues to sin has either seen Him or know Him. Dear children, do not let anyone lead you astray. He who does what is right is righteous, just as He is righteous. He who does what is sinful is of the devil, because the devil's been sinning from the beginning. The reason the Son of God appeared was to destroy the devil's work. No one who is born of God will continue to sin. Because God's seed remains in him. He cannot go on sinning because he's been born of God. This is how we know who the children of God are and who the children of the devil are. Anyone who does not do what is right is not a child of God, nor is anyone who does not love his brother. This is the message you heard from the beginning. We should love one another. Do not be like Cain, who belonged to the evil one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his own actions were evil and his brothers were righteous. Do not be surprised, my brothers, if the world hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love our brothers. Anyone who does not love remains in death. Anyone who hates his brother is a murderer. And you know that no murderer has eternal life in him. This is how we know what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. And we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers. If anyone has material possessions and sees his brother in need but has no pity on him, how can the love of God be in him? Dear children, let us not love with words or tongue, but with actions and in truth. This then is how we know that we belong to the truth and how we set our hearts at rest in his presence whenever our hearts condemn us. For God is greater than our hearts, and he knows everything. Dear friends, if our hearts do not condemn us, We have confidence before God and receive from Him anything we ask because we obey His commands and do what pleases Him. And this is His command: to believe in the name of His Son, Jesus Christ, and to love one another as He commanded us. Those who obey His commands live in Him, and He in them. And this is how we know that He lives in us. We know it by the Spirit He gave us. Dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God. Every spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God. But every spirit that does not acknowledge Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard is coming, and even now is already in the world. You, dear children, are from God and have overcome them, because the one who is in you is greater than the one who is in the world. They're from the world, and therefore speak from the viewpoint of the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God, and whoever knows God listens to us. But whoever is not from God does not listen to us. This is how we recognize the spirit of truth and the spirit of falsehood. Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed His love among us. He sent His one and only Son into the world that we might live through Him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us, and His love is made complete in us. We know that we live in Him and He in us because He has given us of His Spirit. And we have seen and testify that the Father has sent His Son to be the Savior of the world. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in him and he in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God and God in him. In this way, love is made complete among us, so that we will have confidence on the day of judgment, because in this world we are like Him. There is no fear in love. But perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love. We love because He first loved us. If anyone says, "I love God," yet hates his brother, he's a liar. For anyone who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen. And He has given us this command: whoever loves God must also love his brother. Everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is born of God. And everyone who loves the Father loves his child as well. This is how we know that we love the children of God: by loving God and carrying out His commands. This is love for God, to obey His commands. And His commands are not burdensome. For everyone born of God overcomes the world. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Who is it that overcomes the world? Only he who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ. He did not come by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who testifies, because the Spirit is the truth. For there are three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood, and the three are in agreement. We accept man's testimony, but God's testimony is greater because it's the testimony of God, which He's given about His Son. Anyone who believes in the Son of God has this testimony in his heart. Anyone who does not believe God has made him out to be a liar, because he has not believed the testimony God has given about His Son. And this is the testimony. God has given us eternal life, and this life is in His Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life. I write these things to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life. This is the confidence we have in approaching God, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And if we know that He hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have what we asked of Him. If anyone sees his brother commit a sin that does not lead to death, he should pray, and God will give him life. I refer to those whose sin does not lead to death. There is a sin that leads to death. I'm not saying that he should pray about that. All wrongdoing is sin, and there is a sin that does not lead to death. We know that anyone born of God does not continue to sin. The one who was born of God keeps him safe, and the evil one cannot harm him. We know that we are children of God, and that the whole world is under the control of the evil one. We know also that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, so that we may know Him who is true. And we are in Him who is true, even in His Son, Jesus Christ. He is the true God and eternal life. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols. What did you hear today that was different from when you heard it in October? What did you see now that the lights were on as you walked through the house? What have you learned in 1 John? What questions remain for you? What do you need to study further? More importantly, what is God asking from you today, after today's encounter with God's Word in 1 John? Do you have eternal life? John says that life is in His Son. If you have the Son, you've got life. If you do not have the Son of God, you do not have eternal life. I invite you to receive the Son of God today. Are you walking in the light as He is in the light? Or are you stumbling around in the darkness? Confess your sins and walk in the light. Are you loving the world, or are you loving your brothers and sisters in Christ? Are you rejoicing in the great love the Father has lavished on us? God is love. We love because He first loved us. Dear children, keep yourselves from idols.